NASA participated in a drone demonstration yesterday at the Griffiths International Airport. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, those involved in the test say it was a milestone for their work and the future of the drone industry.
Inside the Griffiths International Airport, a group of pilots and representatives from NASA are awaiting a launch, not of a spacecraft, but of four unmanned aircraft vehicles called drones.
All right, airborne.
NASA, we have Firefly is in here.
Report airborne.
This marks the first time that Griffiths simultaneously flew four remotely piloted machines from a command center. The airport is one of seven NASA test sites for commercial drones in the nation. They were able to avoid any crashes thanks to the latest version of an air traffic management software that NASA is developing. Tony Basil with the New Air Alliance, the nonprofit organization overseeing the Griffiths drone testing, called that one of the touchdowns of the day.
It validates that we're on the right track and they're closing in on the solution.
Chuck Harith was one of the pilots at the demonstration and a flight instructor at Griffiths. He says today's test was one step in NASA's long-term project of trying to get drones and planes in the same space.
How are we going to make the safety case that these things can operate and coexist with manned aircraft at an airport, which is why we're here?
Over the next few years, New Air will send the drones farther away with a new Central New York drone corridor that connects Griffiths with the Hancock International Airport in Syracuse. They also plan on testing the latest fixes for issues that are preventing widespread usage of drones. Basil says that includes perfecting the ability of drones to respond to unexpected barriers in their flight path.
Walmart makes a delivery, you know, down the road here, and it's going to go 5 miles to somebody's house. If a crane pops up, putting up a building halfway in between, first you have to detect that that's happened, and then you have to have the ability to still make it stop, turn, climb, whatever, to get around that crane.
In Rome, I'm Peyton Horning for WRVO News.